Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Update on one of the bigger sports stories that we had seen in the last 20 years, and it had to do with the Duke lacrosse team and the woman that accused those players, Crystal Magnum, which I don't believe is her real name, but of course she was a adult entertainer, came out and said, yes, indeed, she made it all up, which we knew, but she had never admitted that. And came out and talked about how she testified and everything she said was a complete lie. And just that story back in 2006 was such a huge deal. And I know there were at least one kid that was from Long Island who got wrapped up in that. And their lives were essentially at that point ruined during that time. And they were able to get their reputations back and everything else. But, you know, all these years later, I guess she found religion or whatever it may be and wanted to get this off her chest publicly and came out and said it. But just I had a lot of memories of that time and how bad all of that was for those kids that had to go through that, for someone to just, you know, make it up.
I had my show on MSG at that time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I knew the family personally. Mm. And I kind of had some of the inside information on what was going on and how it was being played out in the media. And that Michael Nifong, the DA down there, was as dirty as the day is long. Mm-hmm. And he was a scumbag.
Yeah.
And that guy should have gone to jail. I don't know if he went to jail for that or something. I don't remember. But ultimately, yeah, it's just such a heartbreaking story when you have to defend your son when he's nowhere near any of it. Has nothing to do with any of it.
And all of the public believes that they did. And yes. It became like, oh, you know, look at these privileged kids who think they can get away with everything. And it just became this story, the racial element to it. It was just, I mean, and then to have to go through that with all of it being a completely made up lie.
Exactly. So, I mean, and that happens, you know, on a daily basis these days. And it's, you know, I think it was like the precursor to a lot of these things. You know, the whole OJ thing, the racial component to it, the impact that it has on people that aren't totally following the story. All they hear is what they hear when it first comes out, and then immediately they start assuming the worst. Mm. And I remember watching this particular family. I'm not going to go into who they are and everything. People know who they are. Their names are easy to find. But I just, you know, it just rips your heart out. And as a parent, it just completely takes the life out of you, and you got to fight, and you got to fight, and you got to believe in your kids. And believe me, these kids were raised the right way, and I know them personally. And the young man who was accused, you know, was a beautiful kid, had a bright future ahead of him. And as far as I know, everything is okay, and he's doing well. And but he had to fight through it for like 5 years.
Oh yeah, I mean, and very few people believe them early on. And that was the worst part about it. And,
I did.
And, yeah, I know you did. But I'm talking about nationally and the way that they were treated. Very few people took their side, and it was a shame. And I remember you telling me stories about how helicopters were over the family's house and just like, you know, terrible stuff. But I mean, if you know, they've been vindicated for years now, and obviously this is another thing out there with the actual woman coming forward and saying that she made it all up to erase every single bit of everything in this story to, you know, fully vindicate and understand how they were the victims in all of this. So, yeah, it was interesting that popped back up because, I mean, we all remember it very vividly, and you were tied closer to it than most.
Yeah, it was a rough time, man. You know, it was like 9/11 was a rough time if you knew people, if you had friends up there and you knew the families that were left behind. Watching this family go through what they went through and how they went through it, I mean, I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah.
You know, and you just try to support the best way you can. You try to be, you know, I was honest back then when I was doing my MSG show and I was doing all the different opinion pieces and things of that nature. I don't know how many people wanted to listen to it or wanted to hear me say what I was saying back then. But now seeing this, it's just further vindication now of who those young men were.
All right, so this hour we are giving away System of a Down tickets for MetLife Stadium. Also, another pair of Giants-Ravens, or no, we already gave those away.
We have another pair in the 9 a.m.
All right, another pair in the 9 a.m. hour. So System of a Down this hour, Giants-Ravens 9 a.m. hour. We were just talking about the Yankees and their plan B and how Kyle Tucker's name has come up. It's going to take a lot to get him, and those two organizations hate one another, so I don't necessarily think that a deal is going to be made between the two, but they are in hot pursuit of him, and if he gets traded, you know Brian Cashman's going to be right there. Let's go to Corey and Tom's River. What's going on, Corey?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hey. So last year when this trade happened with Soto, the narrative was anything short of a World Series was an absolute failure if you didn't re-sign Soto at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I feel like at this point, like we're just not, or like the media itself is just not hard enough on Cashman for letting him go. Whether they didn't set a proper culture, whatever the case may be, there was reasons that he walked away. And especially with that conference yesterday, I feel like they look like a bunch of clowns for not re-signing him. So it seems like last year as well with the Yamamoto deal and Steve Cohen going crazy and offering him all this money, there was like this belief that players were using Cohen to drive up the price of teams they wanted to go to. But it's like that's happened with the Yankees now, with Yamamoto, with Soto. And now Kyle Tucker is in play for another rental. Like he's only on the contract for another year. So how many pitching prospects are we doing?
Yeah, your phone's dying, but I get your point. You don't want to do it again with Kyle Tucker because it's only under contract for one more year, then his unrestricted free agent after that. You want to talk about pitching prospects? Yeah, I mean, Luis Gil's name has been mentioned in that, the AL Rookie of the Year. And if you don't sign him, now all of a sudden, yeah, you've traded away, you know, Michael King in the Soto deal, maybe Gil in the Tucker deal, and then for what? For nothing. You lost in the World Series. You got embarrassed. So you'd have to sign him. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Now, Scott Boras is not Kyle Tucker's agent. So Casey Close is Kyle Tucker's agent. So maybe when they make the trade, they can come to an extension if Brian Cashman steps up in a big way. But I think most guys want to test free agency, and that's what they want to do.
I would say if I were Kyle Tucker and you're going to put me in the Yankee lineup, I'm not signing an extension until the year's over. I'm going to bet on myself just like Juan Soto did.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the beauty of if they actually do make the trade for Kyle Tucker, put him in that lineup. He fits in perfectly. He plays right field. I guess Judge could go to left field, and you could put Jason Dominguez in center field.
Yes, and all eyes are going to be on Dominguez this year, man. He's going to be a huge part of this team's success if he ends up being the player that Brian Cashman believes he could be. I mean, you know, the ultimate troll job in the world would be for Kyle Tucker to go to the Yankees for that 1 year, you know, to get all the prospects from the Yankees in that deal and then go back and sign with the Astros after this.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.